This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
We have come again, our Father, tonight. We have come to you, Son of God, that you might give that which you alone can give. We have come to you, our Father. We know that you have gathered with us tonight again. You are here to raise us up. You are here to raise us up. You want to raise us up. You are here to build us up. You are here to form us. You are here to fashion us. You are here to shape us up. That's why you are here for Jesus. You are the source of all life. Bless us again tonight. Bless us abundantly again tonight. Satisfy us with good things tonight. Thank you, our Father. Honor you, Son of God. Give you praise, our Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Can you say a big amen? I said, can you say a big amen? I'm trusting heaven for more clarity. I've been waiting upon the Lord seriously. And Bible said they that communicate the word, we should also communicate to them our carnal things. And they can be blessed. If they bring word to us, we will receive word of our grace. So we can receive word. We may not come to the grace of that thing, the blessing of it, if we don't communicate our seed. So let's give our seed and let's give bountifully, because it's not about the grace of God. Grace of God kept on abounding. That's what Paul taught in 2 Corinthians. So the grace keep on abounding. And Paul was praying for Philippian church that they communicate to him. He was also praying that he will also grow more in grace. So there will never be any time that we will stop giving until we see our Lord Jesus Christ face to face. And one thing that you must learn is that you must keep growing your giving. Like me, I do that every year. I want to grow my giving. Every aspect. My Sunday offering, our tithe, my communication to God's work, my communication to people, communication to the needy. I want to keep increasing every year. And those things don't happen if you don't determine and work towards it. You have to determine that and work towards it. And give your heart to it. Because what really God wants to make us? God wants to make us a channel. Paul was writing in Corinthians. He said, the church of Corinthians, they have abandoned some things. See, but I also want you to abandon this grace also. He said he also wanted to abound in this grace also. 2 Corinthians 8:7. Therefore, as you abound in everything, he said the same thing. I think that should be 1 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4, 5. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by him. Where? In all utterance. That means this church, they were well resourced by God in utterance. They have utterance that in service, they want to hijack service from the pastor. Because the amount of utterance that's coming out from their women when they're bringing prophecy, that Paul say, I command women not to talk in the church again. Because amount of utterance, they were enriched with utterance. It was not Satan that gave it to them. It was God that gave it to them. Though they were carnal, but God gave them those utterances. In all knowledge, just have knowledge of the meek of the world so much. That knowledge is not the knowledge of Christ. Because Paul said it in 3. I could not speak to a church, I to spiritual. So it's not the knowledge of Christ. They have knowledge of many things. Knowledge of laying of hand. Knowledge of things that made up the meek of the world. Knowledge of every allocation of the meek of the world. These people, in everything about it, they are enriched about it. But it's not the knowledge of Christ. Because Paul could not speak to them things spiritual. Paul could not feed them with meat. But they have knowledge in the meat of the word. In all utterance and in all knowledge. So, but he said that in everything you are enriched. Then, so verse 7 says, so that you come behind in no gift. So, they are gifts. They operate all the nine gifts. But they were carnal. In everything they were enriched. But now look at 2 Corinthians 8, 7. Therefore, as you are abandoned in everything. So, what's that abandon? In all utterance, in knowledge. As you have abandoned everything. In faith, in utterance. No, it's mentioned it again. I want to feel that this is one of the places that Corinthian church was having disconnect. They have all the gifts. They have all knowledge. They have the faith. And they are banned. But they do not abound in the gift of giving. Therefore, I see abound in everything. And he said this thing in 1 Corinthians 1. In everything. In faith. Did he mention utterance?
Yes, sir.
Did he mention knowledge?
Yes, sir.
And in all diligence. And in your love. So eventually, 2 Corinthians. After Paul wrote 1 Corinthians, they have not changed. And also now, in your love to us. In your love to us. Because eventually, they became sorrowful. They collect some things. And Paul now said, what they did is God has shown that they loved him. See that you are bound in this grace also. So, you can speak in tongues. You can know how to have word of knowledge, word of wisdom. You can operate prophecy. You can have faith that can move mountain. But you might not be able to abound in giving. And that will limit how you thrive spiritually. Because you have to disconnect the church. And this thing we are reading for our example. And he put a condition, say, they should say abound. So he mean that somebody that can pray in tongue for 1 hour. He was so diligent that he grew in praying in tongue from 1 hour to 3 hours in tongue. That's abandoned. In utterance, from 1 hour, they kept on abandoning. But they were not abandoning in disgrace. Years ago, the Lord told me this. God said, you must abound in your giving. You must abound. You can't stay in the same place. If you do that, your spiritual life will be deterred. You can abound in utterance when you come and you are sharing. And you are so diligent in studying. You are so diligent in listening to messages, listening. But you must also show the same diligence in giving. So you know, nobody will give if you are not diligent about it. I'm not joking. These are practical things I've learned. I'm still learning. You have to be diligent in it. Just like you should be diligent in hearing the word for utterance, for knowledge. When it comes to your giving, you have to do diligent. Diligent means you have to be practicable. You have to apply practical steps to it. And God does not want you to be on the same level of giving every year because God wants to grow you. Say why?
Why?
Because God will want you to take care of nations. That's your destiny. Your destiny is to take care of nations. When I say nations, souls. That's your nation. So when you look at your perfect condition, you look at me, I'm just, God is not seeing you like that. God wants you to take care of nations, souls. And there's no way you take care of nations. Nations come with also with their problems and needs. And if God, if you're going to take care of nation, then God must entrust grace to your hand where resources can find their way to you. Why God wants to increase you is not so that you can buy a new car. Why God wants to give mercy to you is so that you can be able to take care of nations. Because God says, you shall lend to nations and don't borrow. That is, sister, you will lend to nations and you will not borrow. So, because of that, you must abound. And you can abound if you are not diligent about it. For 3 years, I've shared before, I was keeping record of every money that comes to my hand and every money that I spent. For 3 years, I did that. So after that, I saw things that I was doing that I know if I keep doing this, I will never grow in grace. It was one that I kept. I just said something that I was doing. Some of those things, sometimes they look legitimate. But I come to know that not all legitimacy are needed in the time that you needed to cast your seed. For example, like sending some money to some people. Especially when you know that the thing has to do with flesh. Because you can sow to the flesh. And what brings increase is what you sow to the spirit. Because what you are looking for is grace. If what I'm looking for is grace, you want to abandon grace. Sowing to flesh does not abandon grace. Anytime you sow to flesh, people that have flesh connection with you does not abandon grace. You have to do that, but they are not going to bring grace to you. So I have to start prioritizing sowing to where grace can abound. So I have to know, I need to realize this thing. You know. Our brethren must eat a lot of our money for abandoning grace. Because anything we give to our physical blood will not increase to grace. Jesus Christ said, do not be like the Pharisee. For they call to feast those who invite them to feast. So there are normal things. You don't need to be born again. People give to their family. They give to their in-law. They give to their relative. But if what you're interested is to abound in grace, you must know where to put your money. While you are giving money, family, you must know, I'm giving this to you. This is more of responsibility. But it won't commandeer grace of increase. You must know that. Then you have to now look for grant that commandeer increase. That means that you have to properly order your resources very well. You have to be diligent about it. To know. And when you are doing that, you must make sure that you are abandoning it. Because you want grace to abound. If the people that I'm speaking to will experience breakthroughs, that I know that I must obey God. If they're going to experience change, I know I must be changing. If I'm not changing, you will not change. Because it's the word that I'm preaching. I don't have magic. I don't have magic to change you. It's the word that will change you. So if there will be power in the word to change you, and power in the word is grace. If the world will carry grace to convert you, therefore, I must obey God. Because I know that if I don't obey God, in every facet, there will not be grace backing the world to bring forth change. In every aspect. So if they are going to grow in their heads, if I desire that everybody in the house, I want their heads not to fade, their head to flourish, then I must obey God, condition that the Lord only God will bring, so that the world is potent enough to be able to keep them healthy in the house. Both their body, their soul. And every aspect of that, if I want them to do well naturally, I must obey God. Because if I don't obey God, there will not be grace being commended to them. Because what moves people forward, what changes people is grace. Word does not change people. Paul said, I do not come with eloquent or words. But word must have demonstration of spirit and power for change. Spirit will not be demonstrated in the war. What is the spirit? The spirit moving upon the water. That spirit moving upon the water. So that when word comes, it's not just empty word. Grace is there to enter the heart and cause transformation to the soul, to their heads, even to their pockets and their finances. Because what God is doing with us is total, is complete. God is not haphazard in dealing with us. It's complete. So, Corinthian church has abound in utterance. They abound in knowledge. They abound in gift. They cannot be behind in any gift. They do not come behind any gift. Likewise, they also abound in faith. God said that, but when it comes to giving and receiving, they are the key to abounding is that you must show diligence in abounding at all time. You must make sure you are abounding. One reason why you must not be satisfied if you are not anywhere and you are not insisting that Holy Ghost is not shutting you down. You must not be comfortable because you want to abandon grace. So you should increase capacity to have more resources. Not because you want to buy a car. And buying a car is not a sin. If you are due for it, you know when you have grace for it. Because car will take expenses from you, will take your money. But you know that you have grace already to take, to be able to do that. And you will not stop you in your abandon in taking care of the needies, of taking care of God's work, taking care of man that God is used to speak over you and your brethren, those who also minister the word to you, even your brothers. Sometimes God will tell you, everybody that is celebrating birthday in your household, you should give them something or buy them something. And when you do that, you are sowing to the spirit, you will reap. If there are some grace upon their life, if you do it consistently, because you are honoring something, that grace will start working in your life. It's not only man or God you give grace to. I know somebody that he had the gift of prophecy by taking care of someone that has prophecy. A sister that the prophecy only jump upon. She will come to pastor and say, I want this thing. They lay hand upon her, nothing happened. She will give that sister something. She'll buy her something and give her something. Then suddenly, that thing just fell upon her. That thing became so strong on her. This thing usually comes violently on her. You don't buy the gift of God with money, but because her heart, she sends something just fair. Holy Ghost has taught that one way to come into this grace is that through this thing I can come. So you know, find a grace by first of all learning the word, overcoming, because Holy Ghost can steer you. One of these grace, you want this thing, tap into this thing. God can tell you this person or those who have this God gift particular, since you fail your spirit, start ministering to them regularly. Do something around them. And before you know it, you are opening yourself for that same thing to come upon your life. So I'm going to say that we must be diligent. I know God has helped us. God has helped us. I cannot deny that God has helped us in communicating, but we must abound. Please know this. And that's what God desires for us. God wants us to abound. Say that, church. Put your hand right on your chest. Say, God wants you to abound. As I'm abounding in knowledge. And I'm keep abounding. As I abounded with the meek of the world. And I'm abounding in the knowledge of Christ. And much more on this day. I'm abounding in the knowledge of the Father and the Son. I'm also abounding in faith. Faith towards God. I'm an abounding much more now in the faith of the Son of God. As I abounded in love towards all the saints. I'm much more now an abounding in unfailing love of the brethren. And God also wants to abound concerning giving and receiving. God wants you to abound also. It's not good for one part to be growing and the other part is not growing. It's not good. Because sometimes it can prolong God's dealing upon your life. It's good to bear your yoke in the days of your youth. It's good that you are bound so much in grace when you are still very young. There are some things that I don't want to come into that grace when I'm in my 60s. I feel that now it's better for me to come into those grace. Because when you come to that grace early, it has guaranteed something. It's not about grace. Grace is like deposit. For example, it's good for you to abound in grace where you can pray. One of the things that I know is that you should be able to pray for 5 hours. If you come for 9 vigil, you say, okay, we are starting 9 vigil from 10 p.m. You should be able to pray consistently till 5 a.m., 7 hours. If you don't have that grace, you should be diligent to come to such a grace. Because why? There are some things that 2 hours prayer does not give answer to. 2 hours prayer, you won't have answer. I'm talking, there's some level of anointing that you need on some things. Because it will happen to us. Sometimes you may see people gang up together against you in your office. Because as they move to the end of the age, things happen in your office. People can just lie against you. And you need an intervention. And it's not when you are in the middle of that crisis, you want to exercise yourself in 7 hours prayer. Because you need an angel. Look at what happened to Peter. When Peter was on that chain, and they needed to pray that night. That cannot be the first time they're doing that kind of prayer. Because nobody that wants to do Olympic in the year of Olympic, that's when they started going to try to go and do exercise. What you want to do next Olympic? 8 years, they start practicing. So it's good for you to abound in that discipline. Because there's nothing you want to do. So certain things that you should come into before the day they will come and make demand of it. I use prayer as an example. And there are other things like that. You cannot be a person that when they tell you to just wake up 1 hour to pray in the middle of the night, you can't do it. You pray and you sleep off. People come for 9 to pray. By the time you do 1 hour, you are sitting down. Imagine you have a wife that's in labor. And labor has passed 5 hours, 6 hours, 10 hours. And all what you need is a miracle to cause that child to come out. Things happen. Though you can call a man of God and say, because a man of God, based off of obedience, he can pray. But certain time, because if you are in your season of training, the man of God will pray, say, nothing will happen. God will say, now, in this season, this husband must be the one to offer prayer. I throw my pastor. My pastor gets anointing. Then I just say, "Well, baby, out!" In the next time, yeah. And I've been praying that for everybody in the church. But like Paul said to Hebrew church, at this time you ought to be teachers. Your person, but this is not God's calendar. You supposed to be the one to take charge and handle that matter. It happened to Egan now. Egan's brother. That he was sick near to that. He can pray for him. Yes, and I got to him. Then next time, he also happened to his mother too. To his wife. He can pray for his wife. At first time, he got ill. The second time, God said, no. She must be the one to believe me for her healing. It's happening in your journey with the Lord. Even Egan's son too. He said, now, you must learn to believe God. At the time, God anoint your minister, your prophet to speak to your heart. To speak to the word of God to you. To believe for the word of God. After God said, no. What is the prophet? I will not have my son or my daughter as a babe for long. By now, you should know how to petition heaven to get intervention. But that thing is a grace. You build up capacity to be able to do that. You build capacity to do that. Everything anybody is doing today is building capacity. When it comes to spiritual things, you build capacity for it. So you don't wait in the time of adversity. I want to start building capacity. That's why you must abound. You can start with 15 minutes. 2 weeks, increase it to 20 minutes. 2 weeks after, increase it to 25 minutes. By the time you do that in a whole year, if you start, I say you're able to pray for 3 hours. So you build capacity for it. So you must build capacity all around in your prayer life. Not just study one chapter of the Bible. Increase to 25 chapters in a day. Because you need as many words to be on your inside. Because the day they come and demand it, you must be able to draw them out. You have them somewhere. But they are somewhere. You have laid them to heart. And you don't lay them to heart by reading once. Sometimes you need to lay them to heart over time again. You go over them. They're just being kept somewhere. When they will be required, you just only go ask them to go and inspire and bring out. For you to abound, you must be diligent about it. You must abound in everything you abound in. One thing, you must abound in prayer life. Don't just go and pray. That's one time maybe you're praying and say, stand up. I feel like you have only prayed for 20, 15 minutes. You're sitting down. See, 15 minutes? You need to pray. You need to pray and pray and pray. Until you pray and you have to know that I prayed. You must study the word and know you have studied enough word. You must listen to the message and know that you have. You are banned in everything. Look, there is nothing here on earth. Because why? White air is filling everywhere. Even off this side. It's better for you to abandon what you abandon. So, no abandon without diligence. You also see that also in 2 Peter chapter 1. That you show all diligence. Then, add me in keep adding. He said, if you have this thing and you are banned thereof, the keys are banned. The life you have been calling to is not a static life. The life you have been calling to is not as it is now. So shall it be now. No, you are not meant to be the way you are. You're meant to keep abandoning. Say, I need to be abandoning. Say, and I cannot abandon without all diligence. The key to abandon that means you have to be diligent, means you have to work, you have to put things to work.
Yes, sir.
Because, and in every aspect of your life, you must keep abandoning. In your prayer life, you must abandon. In your giving life, you must abandon. Lord, you thank the Lord. When you do Thanksgiving service, part of what you thank the Lord for, God, thank you for have abandoned this year. When you are coming for your Thanksgiving, the church will tell you what you thank God for. You should have your own list of Thanksgiving. One of the things the Lord told me 2 years ago when I was doing Thanksgiving, he said, one of the sins that a man sins is to forget. He said, for God is not unrighteous. It's unrighteousness to forget. For God is not unrighteous to forget. Your work and labor of love that you have shown towards his name. What are those things? In that you have ministered to the saint and do minister. What are these two ministries? That means you minister, they gave to the saint and gave towards God's work. They have two ministrations. Both ministering to the saint, which you'll find these in 2 Corinthians chapter 7. So they minister to the saint. So you can see that because I'm ministering to the saint. So go back to that Hebrew. So I started the ministry to the saint. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, comma, which you have shown towards his name. Want to go, everybody? In that you are minister to the saint. God, take record of what you do to saints. A brother is sick, you visited him. A brother, he does not have money, school fees, you gather and support. God, you are minister to the saints. It is a brethren, saints. Think of the least saints. In that you minister to the saints. And what? And do minister. It's not a petition. That is, you minister to your brethren, but you also minister to the Lord. You minister to the Lord's cause. God never forget that thing. God never forget that. You take your brethren that are leaving your house, they are eating your food. God never forget that. When you are in your hospital bed, death is littering around. God will raise you out. Doctor can say nothing they want to say. You won't die. You know they die. People that they minister to say, know they die. They know they die. God says, if I kill this one now, who will help me take care of my children? You know, go die. We go raise you back. It's in the Bible. It's in the book of Psalm. Blessed is he that considered the poor. That he came to you how to consider the poor. The poor there is, although you can say those who are poor, but much more those who are poor in spirit, your brethren, believers. The Lord will deliver him in the time of trouble. Gospel, we can pray. We won't enter trouble. And God will answer it. But sometimes, we are not afraid of troubles. Because we know that God is with us, even in our troubles. And he will deliver us from all our troubles. But one way to guarantee that your deliverance is sure is to give to the poor and the needy. And to minister to the saints. You already have a procedure check that you can cash. You just have in your hand a check that at any time you need it, you just go and write dates and go and cash it. You have a check. Okay, this is your check. But okay, you still need it. I don't need it now. When you give to the needy, the poor, the saint, just have something that you are keeping in case trouble show up. When trouble show up, just say, God, now, I have something where you don't give me. You go and cash it. I need that thing. I need that thing now to intervene for me. I need it now. Because you are in your time. When the poor was going through his own season of trouble, you consider him. Because it's also time of poor. See, he that considered the poor, the needy. He was going through a tight situation. You consider it. Then you are now in your own condition too. When you are considering God, say, maybe we must consider this his own situation too. We don't feel living like this. Even if you want to go back, Job 28, 29. Job said, I sat down to judge life for them. When I heard that the social person will have been taking advantage of, I rise to their cause. If they bring legit ground to God. Because I have delivered the poor that cried. Job said it. And the fatherless, and in the hand not to help him, he said, I have delivered them. Say, God, you will not leave me in my own condition now. My own time don't come now. God said, I don't feel liver. I remember, we need to do something about your situation too. These are why they say, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. These are ground that you position yourself for mercy. You put yourself in the arm length of mercy. What does it mean? Where mercy can easily reach you. Just put yourself in hand length of mercy. Now, when mercy, they throw part, mercy will just, if you stay here, no, I can't leave you here. Mercy will just put you and arrange you back. So, in as much as we encourage investing, saving something, but much more, be diligent in ministering. To saints, it's a ministry. And do minister. The Lord will give you the heart. Amen. Oftentimes, when there's a heart, there'll be a way. I'm saying a place of being diligent about it. Don't be selfish. It's a selfish person that wants to be collecting 150,000, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. Because you want to abound, you grow, you are diligent about things. It's part of being diligent, as you wait in your spirit, I'm earning less. Lord, I feel there's more. In my heart, I want to minister more. Lord, open the door for me. Open the door for me. And God will do it. Know that God wants you to bless nations. The beauty of it is that when you're a channel, have you seen any conduit that water is passing through, pipe, that water does not wet inside? There's nowhere they will run something on you that something will not rub on you. You may not take a larger percent of it, but something will rub on you. That's not about God.
Oh, Pashambo Kelani Makai Hindele Hanve on Taina Mako Preshishidona Gigi Aboncha Dianti Jaminande A Sun Minon Day Mayana Timana Day A Something Antovana Day A Cinnamon Day. A day is upon you. A day is upon you. My day is upon you. My day is upon you. My day is upon you. And there is a way, there is a manner that you respond in my day. There is a manner which you should be postured in my day. There is a manner that you should respond even to me, to me, to me, to me, to me, to me coming to you. Even to me coming to you in my day, to me coming to you in my day. There is a way you should respond knowing that I am around. I am around. I am amidst you. I am amidst you. So you should respond properly. You should respond properly. Respond to the uttermost. To the uttermost. Push, 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 push the barrier. Push the boundaries. Do go all the way. Go all the way. Go all the way. Go all the way. See me. See me. See me. See me. See me around you. See me around you. And respond. Respond. Respond with that understanding. Respond with that faith in your heart. Knowing that I don't come. I don't come. I do. I day, I day. Now me you they do am too. Now me you they give. Now me you they give. Now me they collect. Now me. Now me. Now me. Now me. It's my day. It's my day. It's my day. Said the Father.
One of the things that the Holy Ghost revealed to me that God wants us to move ahead than the system of this world. Something is coming upon the system of men. Everything will fail. Because the system of men will go through shaking. That's one of the reasons why you must abandon fast. God wants us to move ahead than the system of this world. Something is coming upon the system of men. Everything will fail. Because some men will go through shaking. That's one of the reasons why you must abound fast. A balanced teacher does not teach that you should not invest or save. But your trust must not be in it.
Yes,
once you should teach, as a Sam Bible teacher, abound in grace. Either it's there or it's not there. You don't care. Because that is not what God has designed to take care of you.
Yes,
second, the Holy Ghost needs to tell you, giving is the way you multiply grace, but giving does not multiply productivity. Giving multiply grace, you need grace for productivity. If you are doing business, you need grace to scale up your business. Just as you are giving, you must not keep doing the same business of 1 million this year, 1 million last year. You should be tired of 1 million naira every year. You should trust God for grace to scale up your business. Just make sure you are not being driven by lust and covetousness. That's why make sure you do it with a motive. If the Lord tell you, do this professional exam, do it. And move to where you can earn better. Except the Lord say no. You will know when the Lord is telling you no. Don't say, I'm pursuing Christ. I'm pursuing Christ. Yes, I'm not saying you're not pursuing Christ. Even me, I'm your teacher of Christ too. But I know that there are commandments, grace you need to abandon. And if you don't have that grace, a time is coming. You remember those foolish virgins? They came, give us. Those people say, sorry, this thing, we need to give her. You sort of have abandoned by yourself. That's what happened. The time they need this, because there will be a time where the night will prolong. Say, night become elongated. Say that, say night.
Night.
Elongated. When they were obeying God, they obeyed God for the Son of God will come very soon. We may say, rapture will take place in the next 10 years. 20 years time. Rapture may not take place in the next 500 years. I'm not saying it can take place 10 years time. And rapture may not take place 500 years time. And one thing that we'll be sure on earth, things will become more shaken and difficult. So if rapture does not take place another 20 years, and you are here, you are in your 30 now, you are here, God keep you for another 70 years, 80 years, 90 years on earth. You spend 120 years because God wants to give you salvation. And the system of the earth will be failing right away in your presence. The only thing that will keep you is that you have abandoned in grace. You are like that virgin that you have oil in vessel. So when you are obeying God, you must be obeying God not for your present situation. You must be obeying God because God is the one that visits iniquity into third and fourth generation. And fourth generation is not 10 years. So you also reward those who obey you for another third to fourth generation. Fourth generation is not 10 years. A generation is like 40 years. So imagine say God can give 40 times 4. That's 160 years more before it comes. God must say, okay, I want everlasting life to believe on it. Before I even say, let me close this thing, I want everlasting life to believe for 10 generations. After people have everlasting life, because everlasting life must reign. Because sin have reigned. Sin reigned from what? From Adam to Moses. Sin reigned, and death reigned through sin for more than 1,000 years. Then Moses came. Moses lowered the reign of sin and death. He slowed it down. And Bible said, just as the sin reigned, likewise must life reign. And the Lord that said it will reign is not Christ's life. It's everlasting life that must reign. So, as before Moses came, sin reigned for 1,000 years plus. Everlasting life to go reign too. They won't close the earth until everlasting life I reign. The way sin reign, sin rule, sin had dominion. God also wants to see everlasting life also reign too. Because that's why the coming conference is peace, life, reign. Not just have life. Let the life reign. I call out the earth. Though you're casting into the lake of fire. No, I don't mind. Casting the lake of fire. But I feel I reign. Since I reign now, they say I reign. But when your people have everlasting life, 5, 10 years, until you just gather them, until they're in heaven, I'm going to have the final laugh on the earth. No. Just as sin reign. That's why one of the purposes why Jokai will come and do million reign. 1,000 years is that he wants to see the life of the lamb being lived on earth. But some people will be on earth again. Say, blessed and holy is he that are part in the first lecture. On so the second day are no power. They shall be priests of God and they shall reign with him 1,000 years. At least God at this time, everlasting life must live on earth for 1,000 years, at least 1,000 years. That time is coming. So God is not in a rush. There has not been new heaven and new earth. This 1,000 years is this old earth. So, and at now, we are not even yet at everlasting life, let alone it's reigning. Because that's where the times of the throne. Times of the throne. Yeah, throne is meant for reigning. It's so throne is meant for reigning. It's for to reign, execute justice, judgment, righteousness. Gospel, that's why you must abandon. Don't be naive. Don't be narrow-minded. And don't be self-centered. Abandon grace. All grace. God is able to make in all grace. All grace. Like Corinthians. In all grace. Grace for prayer. Learn how to take on the hold of the altar and negotiate your business with God in prayer. Satan should not be harassing things around you and you're just keeping your mouth quiet. You do 30 minutes prayer and I'm going to sleep and snoring. That's not the life of reigning. Jesus, your Lord. It's not like that. I was saying, God can deal with his flesh. He offered prayer and supplication. He was able to save one there. And he was heard in that he feared. And that prayer, we saw that. At least we saw one. Guess the man. They didn't record it. Guess the man. He prayed for at least 3 hours. At least 3 hours. But I will know. And the minute he finished praying, he saw them sleeping. He came to him. He said, arise, for here they are. The brother has come to take me. He knew that Peter does not have the men. Say, Peter, Satan wants to save you. But I pray for you. There's some temptation that you're not able to handle if you don't pray. You can say, pray that you fall into the temptation. You can say that. So that's it. You must abound in all grace. Make sure you exercise yourself, be diligent about to abound in all grace. All grace. The Lord will show us mercy, Lord. Yeah. Giving your substance is, God does not double what you give. God give you grace. You need grace for productivity. Don't just say, I've given and be lazy. When you give grace, when you give, you won't toy. What grace will make you not to toy like everybody just toy. Little effort, little effort, not listening, little effort, you'll find grace. Things will come to you with more ease, without struggling, because you have enough grace around you. You have opportunity to work with nations and abroad. Companies abroad that you can. God will shake nation of the earth. If I tell that this will become on earth better, I'll be a liar. I'll be a liar, and I can't be a liar. Bible says so, prophet says so, it's so clear that earth will, in fact, it's time called, say, earth will run like a drunker. It's in the Bible. He said, the earth will run like a drunker. This earth that you're in, the earth will be even like a drunker. You will say, we run like a drunker. It's in Isaiah. Isaiah 24. The earth shall run through and through like a drunker and shall be removed like a cottage. And the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again. So the earth is on decline. You keep thinking, because the weight of sin on the earth is becoming well. It won't rise again. But when the earth is collapsing, you should be standing. When darkness is covering the earth, you should be shining. You're supposed to be behaving opposite the direction of the earth. And that will only happen when you are abandoned. Abound in all things. Abound in every good works. Abound, 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 abound. Please, I beg you, abound. The Holy Ghost told me, he said, teach us to number our days, like by power out of wisdom. He said, it's not only when you do birthday, you number. It's also number your day also. He said, as a church, student of God, you must also know how to number your day. Number the kind of day you are in. So you can know the wisdom to apply yourself to another season. There's a day you are in now. You must number the days you are in. So you can apply yourself to the wisdom of that. You need prophetic wisdom for that hour. The Lord will bless you, God. Amen. Lord, we thank you because you have blessed us tonight. We honor your name. We thank you because you are good. We thank you because you have showed us great grace. Thank you for mercy. We are not of them that look to the earth and see perplexity, see hopelessness, see gloominess, and darkness. People that look to we look to God, and our faces are enlightened, and we know no shame. Those are the company that we belong to. Therefore, Lord, as your minister particular to us tonight, we receive grace, Lord. Amen. We are people that we understand prophecy. We understand our day. We are not in ignorance. We ask that you cause us to be diligent, Lord. Amen. To abound in all things. We are bound in obeying you, Lord. Amen. The way we obeyed you last year, we are not the same we will obey you next year. Amen. The way we desire your will, that's not why we desire far, far better next year. Amen. The way we pray, the way we desire to pray last year, Lord, we will pray more next year. Amen. The way we desire to fast last year, we fast better next year. Amen. The way we desire to love, we abound much more in love. Amen. The way we have faith, we abound much more in faith. Amen. We keep abounding. Until we come into fullness, Lord. Yeah. There's no stopping our abandon. Yeah. Help our heart, Lord. Yeah. Help us to be a people that are progressive. Yeah. A people that are spiritual journey, sense of journey. Yeah. Sense of making progress in the spirit. Yeah. And making progress in every aspect of our life, Lord. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Father. I'm the Son of God. I pray, I judge spirit of mediocre in us. Yeah. Things that make people to be mediocre. People that stay in religious fanatists, I say it does not have its hold over us, Lord. We break free from every your spirit, Lord. We save the son, set free. We are free indeed. You say our mind is free. Our heart is free. Our soul is free. from every entanglement of hell and death. In the name of Jesus. We walk in the liberty of light. We walk as the people of truth. We walk in righteousness. We enforce justice. We say we walk in faithfulness. We are known for faithfulness. We are known for consistency. In the name of Jesus. What we do it well. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. Honor you, Son of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Honor to your name, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyosiyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.